Joining us is Ali Mosley from Sky Racing. How are you, Ali?
I'm good, Mido, but what I want is to know how bad that rain is out there.
Well, Michael Wood, about half an hour ago, told us that there's been about 45 mil since 9 a.m. yesterday. And as it stands, he expects us to be racing tomorrow based on all his information. Obviously, that can change.
Great.
But he's optimistic we'll be racing tomorrow. But yeah,
and he thinks there'll be more sunshine than expected
tomorrow.
So,
great. What we like to hear. Well, that's positive news for a Friday morning.
Yep. So we'll run with that as it stands. So naturally do your wet track form, though. But let's start with the Doncaster. And can't wait to see this another wheel in action again. It's a $3.70 chance. The best backed in the market, though, is Celestial Legend on the second line of betting at $8 with Tab. Militarizers popular at $9. The Golden Eagle winner, Obam Buramai, at $9.50. And Lady Laguna, who's been flying, a $10 chance, 17 and longer the rest. I mean, you can find angles left, right and centre. What is yours, Ali?
I guess what makes it such an interesting Doncaster, as it always is, and such a strong addition this year, I'm keen to go around another wheel. I feel Celestial Legend is the real deal, as we've talked about all preparation, all the chat from the stable. One of the guys who rides him was telling me, if anything, he just felt like he'd improved since that win at Randwick and the Guineas. But I'm actually going around sort of all of the shorties at the moment. I'm sticking with Southport Tycoon. So Rachel King aboard with 49 kilos. I guess the only query is the heavy, but 1 from 1 on a soft track so far. He's had a tick over trial up here at Randwick on the soft ground, and at Warwick Farm, and he just skipped over the ground. So I feel as though that's a good push for him. I think he's perhaps the overlooked horse. He's $17 at the moment, so we get him each way. He drew wide along with his stable mate, the favourite, another wheel. But I think maybe by that part of the day, it won't be a bad thing to be off the fence anyway. So I'm pretty keen on Southport Tycoon, and then Kovalika, I thought, was another one you could have something on each way, and he is, I think, $19 at the moment. So I'm keen on those two, but it is one of those races where anything goes at this point, particularly with this weather.
What about in the TJ Smith Alp?
I like Belinda Patina, so obviously I concede that Imperatriz is the one to beat. I wish I win, coming back in nice order, and he's got that form on the board. So I think both of those tough tasks to get past. James McDonald, of course, now with the ride there aboard. I wish I win, but he is one that will handle a heavy track. He skipped over that heavy ground there when he won, beating Giga Kick and Marzu on a heavy 9. This was pretty much virtually this time last year, I think it was now. And, of course, over 1,200 will suit him because it'll be run, I guess, essentially as a 1,400-metre race, which I think will be even more beneficial to him. But Bella Nipotina, I'm really keen to follow her. She's $12 each way at the moment. I think it maps well for her. I think she will absolutely relish this heavy track, and it just sets up well for her. So she's the one for me there at $12.
The Derby Riff Rocket, favourite at $3.10. The Philly Zardozi, which Loz has to win in his multi, by the way, $3.60, coming in for plenty of support as well. Tom Kitten's at $8. Cho Wolf for Joe Pride's popular as well. Red result of the book at Tab as it stands, an $8.50 chance. How do you see the Derby?
I'm really keen on Zardozi backing up. I think she's the one to beat. But Cho Wolf is a horse I've followed all prep now and previous preparations as well. I remember black booking him really early on when he first stepped out, and Joe Pride saying at the time, this is a really handy horse and I'm not going to burst his bubble early. So he took his time with him. He didn't push him forward early. He knew that he was aiming him up at these Derby trips. We see him at 2,400 for the first time, but he's by Tavistock. So obviously he will enjoy not only the trip, but also getting his toe in the ground, as he will be able to tomorrow. So I'm keen on Zardozi, but Chao Wolf, who I think I've had on this show as well the last three times he's run, finally stepping out to a very winnable distance for him over 24, and I think he's $9 at the moment each way.
Ali, the English sires will see a Golden Slipper replay between Stormboy and Lady of Camelot. Can you see anything else beating these two horses?
Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it? I'm a big fan of Prost, I think, stepping out over the trip here. I want Stormboy to win, though. I think it would be exciting. I think we all want to see a champ. I think, you know, things went wrong for him in the Golden Slipper, whether that was his fault and he missed the kick or circumstances and he had to go back to the inferior part of the track. But he's trialled on a heavy track before and he seemed to get through it pretty well. He's a big, heavy horse. So that's perhaps my only query, but I really like the fact that He has failed on what actually came up as a soft five, but a lot of the jockeys that were out there that morning were suggesting that it was closer to the heavy range. So I'm hoping that that stands him in good form for this. So I think Storm Boy, the one I'm keen on, but Prost at $26. Again, I think his run in the Golden Slipper, whilst he read 13 of 16 on paper, was a lot more meritorious than that. And stepping out to 1,400 is a trip I think he looks like he's been crying for. Again, it maps better for him, and he's the one I like each way.
Have you got anything else on the program, Al?
Well, hopefully. I like one in the last race, actually. So there's a couple I'm looking at here. The first is Chris Stilly. She's come into about $7. She was $9 yesterday. So perhaps we've missed a bit of our value there. But actually, I'm really keen on August Bloom, who's a $41 chance at the moment, second emergency. But given that I dare say we're going to have a deluge of scratchings on race morning or between now and 7:30 tomorrow morning, I just really want to have something on her. She's resuming. She's had a really eye-catching recent trial. I know they had a huge opinion of her. Obviously, early days, she was running in a lot of those handy two-year-old races and just didn't perhaps quite come to fruition last prep. She came up there against Tis Invincible and the like. So she's one who I think will hopefully handle the ground. She's won on a soft six previously. So I'm hoping that she should be able to get through it being by more than ready. So August Bloom at $41 is my each-way play of the day.
Well, at the moment, $61.13 the place with Tab. August Bloom. We'll take that every day of the week, Ali. So, okay, so I'll just recap. So your Doncaster bets, you're backing both Southport Tycoon and Kovalika. That's race 8, number 20 and number 7, Southport Tycoon and Kovalika. In the TJ, race 7, you like number 9, Bella Di Patina, $12.350 the place. In the Derby, race 9, number 3, Cho Wolf, which is $8.50 and $2.60, win and place with Tab. And in the English size, race 6, number 4, you like Prost each way, $26 to win, $5 the place. And in the last, race 10, number 20, August Bloom, an each way bet, $61 to win and $13 the place.
We're going to go home rich or broke tomorrow from the races, I think.
I'd like the sound of rich. We'll take the glass half full. Ali, you have a fantastic day, and thank you so much for your mail this morning.
Thanks, guys.